If you ask any school child, which of the Shvatim did not enter into the land of Israel, did not settle the land and stay there, they will tell you, Reuven, Gad, and Chatzi Shevet Menashe. Reuven and all of Gad and half of Shevet Menashe. But where does Menashe exactly come into the picture? Menashe was not originally part of any of this plan. It was just that Shevet Reuven, Shevet Gad, by themselves approached Moshe. They wanted to stay there. There's more land. They have more flock. And why does Moshe split Menashe and put half of Menashe with them and half of Menashe back in the land of Israel? The Ramban suggests that when Moshe began to divide the land, it was too much. It was too big for just two Shvatim, so he offered other members of the Jewish people to join, and part of Menashe joined. The Nitziv suggests that Menashe was known for their scholarship, for they were Talmidei Chachamim, they were Melamdim, they could teach Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to ensure that the people there had Ruchnias, had Chinuch, had Torah education, so he gives part of Shevet Menashe. There's another idea suggested by Rav Moshe Sternbach in his great commentary, the Tam Vidas. He says, Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to ensure that there was a link, a unifying link, between the Jews living on either side of the Yarden. What was Moshe worried about? Moshe Rabbeinu is about, we're about to start Devarim, and he's months away before he knows he's going to pass away, transfer his power to Yehoshua, and he wants to ensure that everything is in fully working order. But he sees there's cracks already in the unity of the Jewish people. They're not totally unified in their desire to settle the land of Israel. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, I'm not going to wait, make this get even worse and worse and worse and get larger and larger of a problem. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to split Menashe. And by splitting Menashe, we'll remind the Jewish people they are a single, fully connected family, regardless of that geographical separation. Moshe Rabbeinu did not want to take a little problem and let it get worse and worse, but rather, by splitting Menashe, by ensuring that half of Menashe would always be in touch with each other, it made the entire Jewish people always ensure that they were in constant contact and connection and thinking about one another. And it's an important idea as we find ourselves now in the middle of the 3 weeks, bookended, of course, by Shavuos and Tammuz and Tisha B'Av. And yeah, while Tisha B'Av is, of course, a more severe, intense fast, obviously from a halachic perspective, but in certain ways, Shavuos B'Tammuz is worse than we realized. Rabbi Hillel Meisel, a rav in the city in Ariel, suggests that 17th of Tammuz is more critical than even Tisha B'Av, because Shavuos B'Tammuz was a sad day in which they represented the first cracks appeared in the walls of Yerushalayim. They were giving a warning sign, opportunity to repent. 3 weeks it takes the largest, most powerful army of the time, the Romans, to get to the Har HaBayis. 17th of Tammuz was a chance for the Jews to see that something was amiss after, of course, years and years of hearing this from the Nevi'im. It was a wake-up call. A wake-up call to tshuva, to begin to fix what had gone wrong. Because by the time that 3 weeks are up and Tisha B'Av rolled around, then it was too late. And we arrive at Tisha B'Av not just mourning the loss of the Beis HaMikdash, but the missed opportunity to take care of it. Like Moshe Rabbeinu splitting up the tribe of Menashe, it's a time period that we don't want to wait to the end. It's a chance now to always focus on things are little, problems, issues, concerns, to deal with them, to be fully present so that we can be proactive to seek out opportunities so that we don't miss them.